We ask you, Lord, to be among us. As you were at the wedding of Cana, where you changed water to wine. We ask you, Lord, to take your words and make them to be wine to us, life to us. Walk in our midst. And let there be joy in heaven today.
Amen.
Amen.
Incwadi yesibili yezikronika.
Let's read 2 Chronicles.
Isahluko sesikhombisa.
Chapter 7.
Ivesi lika 11.
Verse 11.
Kuze kube 14.
To 14.
Incwadi yesibili yesikronika isahluko sesikhombisa kusukela evesini lika 11.
2 Chronicles 7 from verse 11.
USolomoni waqeda ke indlu kaJehova nendlu yenkosi. Konke okwangena enhlizweni kaSolomoni ukukwenza endlini kaJehova nasendlini yakhe wakuphumelelisa.
Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house. All that Solomon had planned to do in the house of the Lord and to his own house, he successfully accomplished.
UJehova wabonakala kuSolomoni wathi kuye, ngizwile umkhuleko wakho, ngizikhethele lendawo kuba ibe yindlu yomhlatshelo.
Then the Lord appeared to Solomon in the night and said to him, I have heard your prayers and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice.
Uma ngivala izulu kuba kungabikho mvula, noma ngiyaletha isikhonyane ukuba sidle izwe, noma ngithuma isifo phakathi kwabantu bami.
When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command
basithoba abantu bami, bafuna ubuso bami, baphenduke ezindleleni zabo ezimbi, ngiyakuzwa ezulwini, ngithethelele isono sabo, ngiphilise izwe labo.
Or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. We'll read thus far. These are marvelous words.
Unkulunkulu awakhulume uSolomoni eseqedile indlu kaJehova nendlu yakhe.
Which God spoke after Solomon had finished building the Lord's house.
Wakwenza lokho abekuzwa enhlizweni yakhe.
He did what he felt on his heart.
Nathi kaningi sisho uma umuntu enombuzo, siyambuzo ukuthi wena uzwani enhlizweni yakho.
Often when a person has a question, we then say to the person, well, what do you feel on your heart?
Hayi ukuthi simnqumele umuntu wenza kanje noma kanje sithi wena shono ukuthi uNkulunkulu akubekile enhlizweni yakho ukuthi ikuphi.
We do not dictate to a person, you do this and you do that, but rather, what does the Lord say you should be doing?
Besubuye usitshele ukuthi uNkulunkulu utheni kuwe.
And then come and tell us what God has said to you.
Bese simhlolisise ukuthi kuhambisana yini neBhayibheli.
And then we check whether it is in accordance with the Bible.
Ngikhumbula indaba endala sise King's Cliff. Bekhona indoda. Ngeke ngisho isibongo sakhe.
I remember an old experience of a certain man, I won't say his name, at King's Cliff.
Ubengafuni lutho ngenkolo.
Who wanted nothing to do with the faith.
Ngikhumbula ngelinye ilanga ngithi ngikhuluma naye. Wangithatha ngolaka, wangithatha ngenye indlela. Ngase ngithi, hayi, angimyeke.
I remember one day when I spoke to him, he lost his temper with me, and I thought, well, let me just leave him alone.
Kanti abanye abantu bebekwazi futhi. Omunye wazi kwathi ngizophenduka uma kuphenduka usibanibani.
And some people knew of him, and they said, well, we'll get saved or converted when that person does. And then God worked himself and he, this man repented. When he repented, he came to me asking for counsel. For advice, he said, I have two wives. Now that I have surrendered to the Lord, what must I do? Now, how would you reply to him? My answer was, I am not God.
Angikwazi ukukutshela ukuthi uzokwenza njani. Thandaza wena ngoba iBhayibheli lithi izimvu zenkosi ziyalizwa izwi lakhe.
I can't tell you what to do, but you pray and you ask the Lord to show you what to do because the Bible says that my sheep hear my voice.
Enkabeni ya Africa.
In Central Africa. And towards the north, missionaries arrived. Many husbands had harems of 7, up to 14 wives or more.
Uma sebe penduka, ama missionary at shugana naso zo.
The missionaries said to the men who got converted, now you have to part from all your wives except for the first one and get rid of all the other children except for the first one's children.
Amakhosikazi ahamba kanye nengane zabo. Basuka balamba. Baze bathi, ay, inkolo yoKristu ilikhuni. Sisesitaladini manje asinakhaya. Asinalutho. But ay, ilikhuni indaba yokholwa yamaKristu.
And so the women and their children landed up on the streets. They didn't have food. They were totally deserted. And their response was that Christianity is a terrible, hard, harsh thing.
Angifuni ukubalahla ama missionary akhona. Ayikwenza lokho akubonayo.
Now, I don't want to condemn those missionaries. They did what they thought was best.
Ngiyaxoxela nje okwakushiwa yibona nokwakushiwa abantu.
I'm just telling you what the missionaries did say in reality and what the people's response was.
Kodwa thina sikwenzi kanjalo. Thina simtshela umuntu ukuthi thandaza uzo ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini.
But we don't do it like that. We rather say, pray and you seek the Lord, what He says.
Why is entshela athi ngizokutshela ukuthi ukuze ngibe nesithembu.
Then the man who got converted told me why he had after getting converted, why he had two wives.
Wathi umkami wokuqala angimthandanga. Ngakhethelwa ubaba noma abazali bami bangikhethela lo bathishada nalo.
He said, my first marriage was to a woman that I did not love, for it was an arranged marriage. My parents chose. And she had six sons. Real young men.
Engingezwa uthando ngaye ngizohamba ngifunele ngimthandayo.
And he told me how he decided then to rather seek a woman who he loves for himself.
Wamthola washada naye.
Which he then found and he married her.
Omusha.
A young woman.
Washada naye wamzalela ingane imbi.
Had two children.
Wathi nayo ke sengikutshela indaba ngizokwenza njani. Ngathi keke ngikutshela hamba wena ubuze umelusi wakho ukuthi yena uthi.
And then in this circumstance he asked me what he should do and I said, you go and ask your shepherd, the Lord, what you should do.
Emva kwezinsuku ezimbalwa wafika. Ngambuza ngathi wesibani bani.
After a few days, he came back and I said, has the Lord Jesus spoken to you? He said, indeed. I asked him what he had said. He told me, I have sinned greatly by taking that second wife.
Futhi ube asamnakile lo wokuqala engasahleli nabo esehleli kulomakhotho omusha.
The Lord told me, I have neglected my first wife and her children because I only live with my second one.
Niyazi ke ngokwesizulu uma indoda ihambile noma ithuma imali ngeke ithumele komncane. Uzomthumela kunkosikazi number one. Uyena uzobahlukanisela imali. Uthi manje wokuqala ngimthumelanga imali, angimbhalelanga. Uma ngifika ekhaya, ngavela ngahlala naye nje.
Now in Zulu tradition, a man with a harem, if he's working in some city and he sends money back home by post or whatever, it's sent to his first wife. She would then divide it among all the wives and children. But he said, I didn't do that. I only sent it to my second young wife.
Isonto elodwa ahlale nalo isonto elodwa hlale nalo isonto elodwa hlale nalo ajikeke kanjalo around kanjalo anginasikhathi ukuthi ngikhulume konke nangengubo nani nani singashonelwe ilanga.
And Zulu tradition, a Zulu man with a harem would spend a week with the one and then with the other, etc. But I don't have time to give you all the details.
Otherwise, the sun would go down. And I don't think that you can sit so long. I can't. And if somebody preaches and I sit, I say, oh, woe to those that listen. It's better to preach. I'm not used to sit so long on a chair or a bench.
Mina ngeke ngikwazi ukuhlala isikhathi esingaka. Mina uma ngimuzwa umshumayeli ekhuluma isikhathi eside, kube nzima ukuhlala ebhenshini.
Hayi ke.
And so,
abanesithembu ngiyabadabukela.
I pity those with harems.
Ngokuba unkosikazi oyedwa angaba inkinga. Uma usunabaphili nabathathu abayisana abayishumi, cabanga ukuthi leyo nkinga ingakanani.
One wife can be a problem. Having 5 or 10 just multiplies the problems.
Bayaxabana.
They fight.
Bathi uma bephuma emadilobheni bafika ekhaya, bahlale phansi, bahlale insukwane eningi, kuyilokhu kuthethwa amaqanda.
And when they come home from their job, they will come back and there are only complaints and things that he has to sort out.
As if he's in a courthouse. And for days, he's got to be a judge.
Kube izinsuku abe umantshi.
Lo akhala athi uthanda lo kakhulu.
This one will say that that one is more loved than I am because they are jealous.
Hayi nina makhosikazi angithi kunjalo.
Women, isn't it like that?
Angizwa.
I don't hear.
Kunjalo. Awu.
Well, it's, the thing is, you're not married like that. But those who are married, those who are in that arrangement, they are many difficulties. Men come to me often who have harems and say, what must I do? I have such a problem. I tell them, well, look, I didn't tell you to get married to more than one wife. You chose it. Now you sort it out. Jesus said that if you have a wife and then you lust after another, you have committed adultery with her. This type of thing isn't a problem for we who believe. So I said to him, then that man, what did the Lord say? He started by saying, I've sinned greatly.
Secondly,
I sinned greatly by neglecting my first wife and the children, and I only was with the second one.
Uthi manje kufanele ukuthi ngibathande ngendlela efanayo.
He said, the Lord showed me that I need to love them equally.
Noma ngithume imali, ngithume komdala, kube yena oyihlukanisayo. Lo athola half, nalo athola half.
And from now on, if I do send money, I will send it to the oldest one. leaving it to her to divide it equally. I said, well, do it and let's see the fruit thereof. Which he did. And many people of that area then saw this and marveled. They said, what is it possible that a man can then, after not loving his wife, begin to love her properly and be fair and just to all of them? This Jesus is great. We want to get converted. And so there were those that got saved. It is good to throw a person on the Lord himself and say, you do what the Lord says, do his will.
Solomon
had much on his heart regarding the house of the Lord. And so he did all that God had put on his heart. It was a wonderful temple. That's the first point. Listen to what your shepherd says, and you follow him. The second point. God in speaking to Solomon, said, The Lord said, when I shut up the heavens that there is no rain, or command the locust to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people would humble themselves, repent, depart from their evil ways, I will forgive and heal the land. So, even if you are stuck in a problem, seek the Lord and ask him in prayer what his will is.
Go 1986, kwenzeka indaba le eRussia, ezweni labantu abamphikayo uNkulunkulu, bekuyindawo yokukhomanisa abantu abangamakhomonisi bayamphika uNkulunkulu bathi akekho.
In 1986, there was an incident in the USSR, remembering that communists deny the existence of God. There was a believer there in Russia. And the police arrested. He was arrested because he was a Christian. Because there, you were not free to be a believer the Christians had to meet secretly in forests. When I went there for the first time, we also had to meet in a forest. Unless you were in the government-endorsed church, then you could. But many Christians said, we will not be part of a government-endorsed church. Rather, we will follow the Lord, what He says, and be with the church that He points us to. They arrested him, put him into a train, onto a train, sent him
to Siberia. Siberia. La kubanda khona kakhulu. Enyakatho eSiberia usuku lodwa izinyanga ezisithupha nobusuku izinyanga ezisithupha.
There they sent him to the cold, icy Siberia, where in the northern Siberia, in winter, the sun never rises. It's dark for 6 months, and the same with summer.
Abaningi abakholwa bebethunyelwa eSiberia, babulawa makhaza.
Many Christians were imprisoned in northern Siberia and died of cold.
Manje uma bese esitimelweni belekude eSiberia.
While on the train in Siberia,
basuke bamthatha amaphoyisa amthatha lomzalwane bavula isitimela sihamba sigijima bamphosa phandle ukuthi afele khona ehlathini.
The police threw him off the train so that he would die there in the wilderness.
Go, bale. Kuyingozi kakhulu.
It's very dangerous there.
Ungafa ngesikhathi esincane ngenxa yamakhaza angene la ekhanda ebuchopheni kungathatha isikhathi bakuthole usuyisidumbu.
In a short time you can freeze to death.
Hey, wayezwa amakhaza.
He felt the cold.
Amlethele ubuthongo khona lapho. Walala.
Felt like
elalela ukulala kokufa.
Sleeping, and he fell into a very deep sleep.
Ngoba amakhaza anzima kakhulu khona. Wafikelwa ubuthongo.
The cold caused him to just want to sleep.
Lokho kuyingozi enkulu kakhulu.
Which is actually more dangerous.
Ikakhulu uma ungafakanga ikapi noma into ekhanda, amakhaza afinyelela masisha ebuchopheni ufe khona lapho.
Especially if you don't have something covering your head, there you can be frozen right to the brain and die. And so he fell asleep in this terrible cold. When he woke up, he said, well, what's happening? I feel warm. And a bear in the forest. Think of David, who wrestled with lions and bears. Bears are of great danger. They can pull you to pieces. When he awoke, he found himself. He found himself embraced by the bear, like a mother embraces a child.
What esingozi ukuba singiphephise kufeni ngifudumale sinesikhumba esinoboya obuningi.
He said, O God, you have sent a wild, ferocious animal to keep me alive.
Uma iphere selizwa ukuthi useyanyakaza, useyaphila.
With so much fur and
lavuka iphere.
When he felt him, when the bear felt the man awake, it awoke too, it got up.
Lasuka lagijima layale, lagijima layale, lagijima layale. Emva kwesikhathi, iphere labuya liphetushekezi.
It ran off in different directions, and then after a time it returned with a packet.
Why is ethatha lo shekezi ethatha lento eyivula kanti inokudla inesinkwa phakathi.
And when he opened it, it had food and bread inside.
Wasuka wadla lesisinkwa.
He could eat of the bread.
Esasigcotshwe ibhodela nojamu.
Ate the bread which had butter and jam on it.
Wadla. Wadla half. U half walinika ibhele.
He ate half and the other half he gave to the bear.
How,
what an amazing work of God. Jesus can keep his people. Some apostles were killed.
Ikhanda lami libheke phezulu. Ngithanda ukuthi ningibethele ikhanda lami libheke phansi.
He was crucified.
Balitshekise isiphambano. Wabethelwa kanjalo.
He said, I'm not worthy to be crucified like my Lord. Turn the cross upside down. Which they did.
Kodwa bathokwisimanga umkakhe ubekhona eduze. Wamuzwa uPetro ekhuluma naye emduduza emqinisa.
It was amazing that it was overheard that Peter spoke to his wife, encouraging her, comforting her.
Baningi abantu babulawa, banqunywa, kodwa noma befakwe eziko entsimbeni evuthayo ebomvu, kodwa umuntu asuke noma eshiswa ngomlilo athi ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu ngokuba kwangathi ngilele embhedeni wembali amarosi.
Many Christians do have to die for their faith, and yet even in their great suffering, like those who are burned at the stake, some have said, it's as if though I'm on a bed of roses. But some have a difficult death. Or escape death and survive. Like this Russian who survived. When the bear had eaten its half, it got up and walked off. And he got up and followed it. And the bear led him to a certain person's home. And he
Abe bakhe khona
and took him all the way to the home, and then the bear left. And the people in that home treated this man very well. That night, they said to him, "We have a secret prayer meeting in a certain place in the forest. Would you like to accompany us?" Then he realized that they were also Christians. He said, "I'd be delighted to." And he went with them. And when they were then seated there and they were singing, one of them stood up and spoke. He said, "I don't know, brethren, whether I am not well." It's as if though God is rebuking me spiritually, I'm sick. He said, "Because I went to work yesterday." And while I was there, I took my food, my lunch packet, and I put it down. And while I was at work, a bear came and pinched my packet and ran off with it.
Why said he, "Aibo, ayo kuthi uNkulunkulu uyakusola, ayo kuthi awuphili, lelo bhele langilethela ukudla kwakho. Ukuze ngibe khona, ngikhona ngalibhele."
Then that man, the Christian, stood up and said, "No, God is not rebuking you for anything. Instead, that God used that bear to take your lunch packet and bring it to me to survive." They all praised and thanked God. They said, "O God, you who closed the mouths of the lions, the jaws of the lions when Daniel was in the den, today we've seen that you can close the mouth of a bear too." Just think of it, brethren. Is anyone as great as our God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the good shepherd who cares for his sheep? But let me leave that story. I go to my third point. Solomon built the house, and all that was in his heart, the Lord made him to accomplish all. It is marvelous if the Holy Spirit indwells you. Where the Holy Spirit dwells, there is peace and liberty.
Inkululeko ayikho uma umoya ongcwele ngekho. Inkululeko siyithola ngaye umoya ongcwele.
There is
any inkululeko le yasezweni eno nokuchitha kwegazi nani nani.
There is no liberty and peace where the Holy Spirit is absent. The peace or the freedom that is spoken of in this world, well, it goes along with the shedding of blood.
Unkulunkulu wabanaye uSolomon wamphumelelisa waze wakhindlu eyisimanga efanele uNkulunkulu.
God was with Solomon and gave him success to build the Lord's house, a wonderful spectacular
house.
If you want peace and joy, be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Do exactly what He says you should do. That's the third point. I'll tell you the fourth.
UNkulunkulu uma ngivala izulu ukuba lingani, phike nesikhonyane sihle konke siqeda ukudla, noma isifo esiyoqeda abantu bami.
God said, when I close the heavens and it does not rain, I send the locust to devour, or there is pestilence. Epidemic. If it doesn't rain, it is so terrible. When epidemics break out, it is a terrible, painful thing.
Uma kufika isikhonyane sidle ukudla konke singadli insimi yonke ngehora elodwa.
If locusts come and come onto land, onto where there is a crop, they can devour the whole crop in a very short time.
Kusho ukuthi uma kufika izinto ezilukhuni ezinzima.
Now, if difficult things come your way, some get depressed.
In June 1986,
a black person came here from Vryheid, who was a miner. He said, I want to tell you how I've survived death. I was down in the mine. And there was an explosion. Gas explosion. Many died.
Uthi emva kokukhuma kwaqhamuka ifu elimhlophe leza ngomgodi leza kithina.
And he said, after that explosion, a dark, thick cloud approached us.
Uthi sonke sasalala phansi sithi ngono lidlule kithina ngaphezulu.
We all lay flat so as not to take in the fumes so that it would pass over, but quite a few died. Many did. Said that cloud, that smoke was like the flames of fire. Said, I've seen hell with my own eyes. Many died. Many were in great pain.
Ubani besile sonke nalentuthu yamalahle amnyama kubekwa amazinyo njengamhlophe.
No one could tell who was a white or a black person. That cloud of smoke had made them all black, and only the white teeth were visible.
Uthi ngalolu suku ngathi Nkulunkulu nginikele kuwe ukuze ngibe umuntu wakho ngilishumayele ivangeli.
That day, he said, that day I vowed to God, I'm going to be your child and preach your gospel.
Nangempela wasinda.
If I survive, which he did.
Kodwa emva kwesikhashanyana.
But after a short while, he forgot his promise after a short while. Then he met up with problems. If you make a vow to God and fail to keep it, you'll only meet up with problems. And he met up with one problem after the other. Finally, his wife left him. His wife left him with her little child for another man. He wanted to murder that man. Then he heard God speaking to him, saying, now you, what did you promise me? Didn't you promise me that you would surrender your life to me and preach the gospel? But now you've forgotten all of that. That is why you're meeting up with problems and difficulties that are so hard for you. He went to the court to accuse his wife, to lay a case against her. The trial came. His wife said, I left him because he doesn't want to worship or sacrifice to our ancestors anymore. And refuses to allow me to go to a witch doctor. For that reason, the judge then gave her permission to divorce him. God says, if I close the heavens, that can be literally here on earth, or it could be spiritually that God closes the heavens. He can stop spiritual rain or literal rain. Take your Bible on your knees. Read the word and see and read intensely. What does the Bible say to you?
Ukhumbule naloko. Owamthembisa uNkulunkulu izethembiso zakho.
Remembering also your vows, your promises to God, even the very old ones. God says, if I close the heavens, he who can close even the spiritual heavens, that you don't have any more blessing.
Buka namhlanje ukuthi abantu bangaka bangena umsebenzi. Buka ukuthi amafactory mangaki avaliwe. Buka nemgodi lapho bebesebenza khona abantu sokuvaliwe. Uyakhuluma uNkulunkulu.
Yes, God can send the pestilence. He can do what we can see all around us. Look at the rate of unemployment. Look at the starvation. Look at the people who've lost their jobs. Those in mines who where the shafts are closed. Think of men who are now unemployed. They have wives and children. What a difficult thing it is.
Yeba bepolitiki bathi onakho kufanele ukuthi akunike ongenakho.
Yes, the politicians may demand that those who have should give to the have-nots.
Onendlu ayisephulele nabanye abangenayo.
He who's got property should share it with those who don't.
Kodwa ngisuke ngimangale uma ngibona abantu benezindlu.
It shocks me to see how people have so much. They've got a wonderful, beautiful house and car, but they are totally ignorant or ignore the poor. I don't know whether you hear what I say. Whether I'm lying. There is a lot that we could say. The Lord says,
if I
send the locust, this creature which can destroy all food.
Ko 1986 safika lezo zilwane la eNingizimu Afrika.
In 1986 there was a locust epidemic here in Africa, South Africa.
Uhulumeni wathuma ofezela owathuma amabhanoi ukuba abalwe nalesi silwane, nalezilwane.
The government sent special airplanes and helicopters to spray to destroy this pestilence.
There are
the real locusts. There are the spiritual locusts too, things that destroy you, like sin, which devours, like cows go onto your land and eat up all the food. Locusts are able to reproduce by the millions. And that creature is able to change its color.
Kale, umasivela, sinombala okhakhi,
When it first comes, it is of a khaki color. Then red. Five or six times it changes its color. Finally, it is very red. So too, Satan can come to you in many different shades. Or disease, pestilence comes. You see the epidemics that there are? Just think of the thousands that die in epidemics like there in West Africa. And then you have HIV. Many different epidemics, even here in our country of South Africa. God sends. For He sees our hatred. God sees our bitterness. God sees our friction. Our parting of ways. Our fighting. Our gossiping, even people in church gossip about each other. Only one thing will help us, and that is repentance and departing from these sins. I think I've spoken for a long time. Let me just leave out other things I had. Depart from your evil ways so that things would go well with you.
Evan Roberts,
experienced a great revival in 1903 in Wales. Preached to the hardened Welsh people, many of them being miners. He repeated continuously 4 points. Said the first point. Look at your old life. Whether there are sins left unconfessed. Look back. Is there anything you've not yet confessed to the Lord? You need peace. Regarding your past life, even if you look back, have the assurance that there's nothing left unrepented of. That was the first point. Examine yourself. Make sure that there's no sin that is left unconfessed.
Number two.
Secondly,
Akufanele ukuthi kube khona into empilweni yakho ongabazayo ngakho.
Let there be nothing doubtful in your life.
Ungaboni ukuthi kuhle noma kubi.
Were you not sure, is it bad, is it good?
Akufanele ukuthi kube khona into empilweni yakho ongabazayo ngakho. Usukuyenza into kodwa wazi ukuthi ku right noma ku wrong.
Let there be nothing doubtful where you do something but you don't really know, is it right, is it wrong?
God doesn't allow any doubtful thing in your life if you call yourself a Christian. Ungabazi ukuthi kufanele yini ukuthi ngqoke kanje noma cha.
Should I dress like this or not?
Kufanele yini ukuthi ngikame ngalendlela noma cha.
Should I do my hair this way or not?
Kufanele yini ukuthi ngibheme noma cha.
Should I smoke or not?
Atakufanele ukuthi umuntu okholwayo abe nento angabaza ngakho.
He said, a Christian dare not have anything doubtful or something that he doubts about in his life. Thirdly, listen to the Holy Spirit. Obey the Holy Spirit. And fourthly, finally, don't be ashamed of the Lord. Confess Jesus openly in public. He said, if you seek revival, if you want God to work, then keep these 4 points, he said. Now I'm closing. And I close with these 4 points. If you look back, is there something left unconfessed, unrepented of? Secondly, is there anything in your life that you have doubt about? Is it right or wrong? Thirdly, do you obey the Holy Spirit? And then, are you ashamed of Jesus, or can you witness of Jesus before other people unashamedly? If you do this, you will succeed. Otherwise, never. Blessings will slip through your fingers. Let's bow our heads and pray. I ask you, Lord, as you revealed yourself to your child, the son of David, Lord, speak also to us. Reveal yourself to us. That everyone
ahlale eyilungisile indaba eright noNkulunkulu
would be in a right standing with you, having got right with you.
Kungabikho esingakakuvumi,
nothing left unrepented of.
Kungabikho esingabaza ngakho,
nothing doubtful.
Kungabikho lutho kulezi zinto ezine.
And nothing of these 4 points that we've mentioned.
Siyacela Nkosi,
we ask, Lord,
amazwi akho nokukhuluma kwakho kungabi yizeleze.
That your words, your speaking would not be in vain.
Ukuze siphile moyeni.
That we would be alive spiritually.
Ukuze sibe isibusiso nakwabanye abantu.
Being a blessing also to other people.
Amen.
Amen.